mean, know thyself, right? It's a really big understanding. And I don't think that personality tests are the end all be all, right? I think they're a fantastic tool. I think that as we learn and grow, and especially if you're a spiritual person, you know, as things change in your life and get pulled off of you and things get inserted into you, I think those things are probably a moving target to some extent. But I think at the very base level, it gets a really good snapshot as to how you're hardwired. Doesn't mean you can't overcome those things, but how you're hardwired, it's really important. And then with my team and even with my spouse, like, we really know where each other's strengths and weaknesses are. And if you find the best people on your team that gel with you, they're typically opposite of, you know, they're filling in the gaps for you. Mm-hmm. And then recognizing, hey, I shouldn't be doing this, right? You don't want me doing the books, let's say, right? As a guy who's not super focused on detail orientation and is a very high level thinker, you probably don't want me being the bookkeeper, but you do want me casting the vision as to say, oh man, you know, we can buy this skyscraper and this is how. So just really knowing the people on your team and how they're built and being able to step in and fill their gaps too and say, hey, this is how I can help you. I know that you're in a place right now where you're doing something you don't want to do. How can I help? Yeah. Travis, my partner, just, you know, yesterday he said, I have to go meet with this guy to get this paperwork signed, right? And he was already committed to investing in our deal and we're very excited to have him, but he needs a little bit more handholding. And Travis is a 3 centile low B, right? So he's very introverted, very much wants to just sit in his room and get tasks done by himself. Meanwhile, I'm a, you know, 4.75 high B, like that's my thing. And I'm like, hey, why don't I go meet with the guy? I want to talk to him anyway, you know? So it's just really recognizing where people's strengths and weaknesses are. And if you're doing these jobs for freedom, it should also be for personal freedom. It should also be for that enjoyment out of life where you're doing the things that you like to do. And easily you pull yourself out of the things that you don't like to do because they have to be done. But if it doesn't sit in your personality profile to do that, and you know somebody else on the team is built for that, then you can hand that stuff off and not feel bad about it.